Would you like to update us now on information from the municipality, some more files that you have information on?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't think that I'm the bearer of not great news this week, because what I'm going to be talking about now is the deposit of the Fiano Road. Every 3 years, the municipality gets a firm come in, and this is every municipality in Quebec that does that, to do an assessment of their homes and all that. We have no choice. We have to do that by law. We had a triennial roll done for 2021, 22, 23. The firm that did the evaluation was the Group Altus. And I got to say, many homes this year, the evaluation of their property went out. And I just want to let the population know that that don't necessarily mean that it's going to have an impact directly on the taxes, but it could. However, any person that feels that their evaluation is not adequate or is too high, they have the right to be able to ask for an evaluation and an assessment of that. So you call the municipality will put you in contact with the firm so your file can be reevaluated. You have until May to do this. So anybody that receives their letter and they feel that the assessment is not right, please contact the municipality so that their file can be reevaluated so people could see what's going on in their file and if changes could be made.
And will these people be coming back to do the reevaluations, or how would that work, Wanda?
Sometimes they do it by phone. Sometimes they take the information. We send pictures out and all that. Could be done different ways.
Okay, perfect. And there's another file you wanted to update us on.
Yeah, the other file is about 4 years ago, 3 years and a half ago, when I started my mandate here, we put out a bylaw on nuisance, peace, and good order. That bylaw came out. And this is to keep the village clean and appealing and all that. We know that the certain households needs to do a little bit of a cleanup around their houses to make it more appealing and to respect the bylaw. We sent out many letters back in 2019 in August. Some people took the letter seriously, did the cleanup and all that, which I would like to thank tremendously. It was great. However, we have many people that did not take this seriously. So because we do have a bylaw, now we're going to be sending out new letters this week, but it's going to be legal letters because it's a responsibility of the municipality to make sure that the municipality is clean, safe, and all that for its population. So this is something that's going to be coming this week, too. Like I told you, Abigail, I'm not necessarily bringing all very good news this week. It's all things that's coming up, but to me it's important to advise the population on what's happening in the municipality, whether it's good or bad. To me, this is extremely important that the population be aware of this.
And Wanda, of course, we thank you for keeping us up to date, no matter what the news may be.
Hopefully the next time I'll be able to give all good news, Abigail.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And that was Mayor Wanda Beaudoin updating the population on the recent information given by the CIS about a case of COVID-19 of an employee that was on the Lower North Shore, as well as updates on files being worked on at the municipality. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.